Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Before we get started today, I want to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it'll be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because, you know, we're gonna color first. So it looks like the kids are having art today in our picture. I love that. I love art. I'm not very it's not like I'm a super duper amazing artist, but I enjoy doing it. So let's get started by coloring something. I want us to look at the girl in the back. She's at the easel. Her painting is up. We can see it. She has drawn a cloud and a sun. Do you see it in the very back of the classroom? She's standing up. She's not at the table. Okay, now that we know who she is, she's got an apron on too. We're going to color the sun on her picture orange. So find an orange crayon. Color the sun orange. I think it's the sun. Could be a planet, but we're going to color it orange and make it into a sun. Color neatly. Take your time, but don't be slow like a turtle. Okay, take two more seconds. Two. One, we're going to color that cloud blue. Go ahead, color her cloud blue. She painted it because she has a paintbrush in her hand. And then put down your blue crayon. And now let's give her a red apron. Find your red crayon. It can be any kind of red. An apron is what you wear over your clothes to protect them from paint. You can also wear an apron when you're cooking. I don't cook very often. So I don't have an apron. I had a friend teacher who wore an apron all the time while she was teaching, and then she could keep all the things inside of her apron. So aprons aren't just for painting. I just want you to know that. Okay, let's match her apron. Let's put a red bow in her hair. See that? I'm having trouble talking. She has a red bow in her hair. Let's color it. She has a bow in her hair. Let's color it red. Mrs. Oldham made her first mistake. Go ahead and put down your red crayon. Now let's give her some brown hair. Find your brown crayon and give her some brown hair. Don't forget her ponytail, because it does look like a ponytail, doesn't it? Like a pony's tail. And then color the rest of her hair brown as well. All right. Do you get to paint in your classroom? I have an art center in my classroom. We keep it under the sink. And then I have some watercolor paint and paper, fun stuff like that. I have some friends that love to paint. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Now let's look at the girl sitting at the desk. See the girl sitting at the desk? Let's give her some black hair. Find your black crayon. Let's give her some black hair. So she's sitting down. Looks like they have choices in their classroom. It's nice to have choices, because if you like to stand up to do your work, it feels good to sometimes do that, doesn't it? All right, so she doesn't have ponytails. Do you know what she has? She has two pigtails, but it looks like they're in braids. Wonder if you've heard of that before, or if you've ever had your hair in braids before. Okay, take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. She has bows in her hair. Let's make her bows blue. You can see some of the bows, a little bit not, because there's a paintbrush in the way of one and her hands in the way of the other. So do the parts you can see, and then let's color her shirt blue, the parts that we can see. color her shirt blue, the parts that we can see, go around the stuff that's blocking it. And then do you see under the table, she has some pants on under the table? Good thing she's wearing pants, right? Okay, let's color her pants. Oh, let's do, what would go good with blue? Red. Let's color her pants red. They're under the table. They're peeking out under the table. So, yeah, she's sitting because I can see the chair legs. I was about to say maybe she is standing, but I see the chair legs. Do you see them? There's table legs, desk legs, and then there's chair legs. Okay, so she has red pants. Put down your red crayon, and let's give her some black shoes. Go ahead and give her some black shoes. All right. So it looks like she's coloring a sun too. Let's make her sun different than the sun that we already colored. We already colored a sun orange. What could be another color for a sun? Yes, the color yellow. Color her paper yellow. And then let's put her sun yellow on her paper. And then let's put some yellow paint on the brush she's holding. So color the yellow tip of the paintbrush. Color that yellow. And then see the paint can next to her on the desk? It's got paint spilling out the top. Let's color that whole thing, the can and the paint. Let's color the whole thing yellow. It's right next to her on the desk. There's no paint brushes in it. It's just her paint can. Do you see that? Good. Color it yellow. All right. Take three more seconds. 3, 2. Oh, and let's look at the boy. He is so proud of his painting. Do you see what he drew? What did he draw? Yeah, he drew a car. Let's color that car. What do you think? Silver? So if you have a gray crayon, color it gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, use your pencil. That's what I'm using. So we'll color the car gray, silver. And then we'll color the wheels black, the wheels and the tires black. He is proud. That is a pretty cool car if he painted it. And then color the wheels. I'm on my wheels. So I put down my pencil. Now I'm picking up my black crayon and doing black wheels. Okay, put down your black crayon. Find your yellow crayon and let's color his hair yellow. So he drew a car. He might like cars, and the girls might like the sun, our solar system. Okay. He drew a car, and the car's going to go fast. Put down your yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. So he's holding up his picture in front of him, so we can't see a shirt at all. So let's color his pants. See them? They're under the table. Let's color them blue. Color his pants blue that are under the table. Because he's blocking his shirt. Because he's holding up his car that he's so proud of. His car goes zoom, zoom. And then let's give him some brown shoes. So I put down my blue crayon, and now I've got my brown crayon, and I'm coloring his shoes brown. And while we're holding our brown crayon, let's color their table brown. So you can do the legs. Go in between the paintbrush can and the paintings on the table and their hands. You're going to have to go around. Be careful. Don't go so fast that you get sloppy. Take your time, but don't be a turtle. So the top of the table is filled with all kinds of things. So just kind of go in and around. And then you can do all these table legs, even the ones that look like chair legs, just do them all brown since we're holding our brown crayon. Let's make it easy before I mess up again. Because you know it's going to happen. It's going to happen because I mess up and we all make mistakes and it's okay. Mistakes are how we learn. Okay, so we've got brown table legs, maybe some brown chair legs, and a brown desk. We went, or a table, brown table. We went in and around, in and around. Take 3 more seconds. Remember, don't panic. You can always finish coloring or writing something later. 2, 1, put down your brown crayon. Okay, do you see the paint cans sitting on the carpet? Yikes! Maybe that carpet is there to collect paint. Maybe it's a carpet that it's okay to spill on. I want you to pick one of those paint cans. You pick it. You decide. Find your green crayon and color the whole thing green, even the paint splashing out. You pick which paint can you want. It can be the one in the front or the one in the back. I'm doing the one in the back, but it doesn't matter which one you pick. Just make sure it's green. All right, you pick it. You get to be in charge of that one. Just make sure it's green. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1, and then find your orange crayon and color the other one orange. So whichever one is not green, color the other one orange, any kind of orange. Hopefully that's a carpet or a rug that can be spilled on. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, put down your orange crayon in 3, 2, 1. Okay, scoot down. We're going to look at the letters at the bottom of our page. Do you see the star? Put your finger on the star. You should not be holding your pencil or any crayons. You just need your finger today. Hope you brought it. Okay, touch the star and then touch the first letter. It's the letter A. We're going to touch and say the letters if we know them. And if we don't, we're just going to listen. But I want you to touch the letter and point to it and touch the letter and point to it and move along with me. Okay, here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Next row, go right underneath the letter A. We're on J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. Next row, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. The letters of the alphabet. We did them all. We didn't even leave any of them out. So go back to the star. Point to the first letter. It's A, B, and then C, the next letter, C. A and B are black letters, and then C is white, and it looks like we could fill it in with a crayon. Well, guess what? That's what we're gonna do. So I want you to find your purple crayon. And I want you to color inside the letter C. C says K. So we're coloring the letter C with our purple crayon. C says K. What does C say? K. C says K. Okay, hold on to that purple crayon. Then we have D, E, F, and our next letter is G that we can color inside of. Go ahead and use your purple crayon and color inside the letter G. G says G. G says G. What does G say? G. Put down that purple crayon in 3, 2, 1. Scoot down in the next row. After G, we have H-I, and then scoot down in the next row, and we have J-K-L. What's that letter that we can color inside of? M. M. Let's color it green. Find your green crayon. Color inside the letter M. M says mmm. M says mmm. M says mmm. You got it? Good. Okay, put your green crayon. Actually, hold on to your green crayon. There you go. I messed up again. After M, we have N O P. Fill in the letter P with your green crayon. P says P. P says P. What does P say? P. The next letter on that line is Q. Put down your green crayon. Then we have R on the last line. R. S. We can fill it in. Let's fill it in with our red crayon. I'm going to use my red violet. S says, S says, T, U, V. What's this last one we can color in? W. Color it in with your red crayon. W says W. W says W. Fill it in. Color neatly. Don't be sloppy. Okay, put down your crayon. Go down to the heart. See the heart? The number underneath the heart, right next to the heart, is the letter zero. It's the number. Did I say letter? I keep doing that. I am having a hard time. It's the number zero. I hope I said number. I'm saying it now. It's the number zero. Touch it and use your finger. Touch and count with me. Ready? Zero, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay. Find your blue crayon. Any kind of blue. Let's look at the numbers. See, I said it right there. Numbers. We have 0, 1, and 2 are black. And the first number we could color in is the number 3. Fill it in with your blue crayon. We can count to 3. 1, 2, 3. That's the number we're coloring. 1, 2, 3. Next to the 3, after the 3, what comes next is 4. Then we have 5 that we can color in. So color it blue. Color the number 5 blue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After the 5, we have 6. 7. We're going to color in the 7. We can count to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're coloring it blue. And then we have 8. 9. What numbers did we color in? The numbers, the blue ones. We colored 3, 5, 7. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole thing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.